Welcome to New Wave Heroes and a solid hour of awesome music and memories. I'm going to take you back to the days of big hair and shoulder pads, jumpsuits, leg warmers and suede tucker boots. Remember them? On this show there's music from The Cure, Erasure, Spandau Ballet, Visage, Captain Sensible and loads more. Our classic album this show is Orlandus de Moore from The Police. And also some readers' letters from the music press from Number One magazine, October 1984. Buckle up, it's going to be fun.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Start this show with Westworld and Sonic Boom Boy, and they get their name from the film Westworld. Remember that, the western from back in the day? So that's from 1987, and ex-Generation X guitarist Bob Andrews is in that band. And a great band they are too, with a retro 50s vibe, which is right up my street, but it didn't reach the dizzy heights that it should have, in my opinion. It peaked at number 11 in the UK charts. Awesome band though, and I'll be playing a lot more of Westworld in future shows. Here's Spandau Ballet.
Only the best music.
I feel the green.
that record from Spandau Ballet called Chart Number One was one of the first records to use the Simmons electric drum kit. Did you know that? And Tony Hadley recorded it lying down. I don't know if I believe that or not. So that was a hit in July 1981, and some reviews at the time, Smash Hits magazine said, "This is easily their best effort to date, despite the Pearl and Dean cinema ad beginning, and Tony Hadley's pompous foghorn vocals." Well, that's not very nice, is it? And they went on to say, "Good dance record and hopefully a sign of better things to come." Record Mirror said, "Even I have to admit that it's a rare classic of its genre. In reviewing the 12-inch single of the song, which was paired with the instrumental version, Feel the Chant, Billboard magazine enthused, 'What a record!' and proclaimed that the songs were overwhelming in their inventive use of dance rock rhythms, jazz horns, and a total sense of what urban nightlife is all about." Well, they liked it, I think. After this next track, a really sad story.
Great music, great memories.
Stephen Tintin Duffy with Kiss Me, and Stephen was a founding member of Duran Duran. He played bass and was on vocals. He formed the band with childhood friends John Taylor and Nick Rhodes. However, he left the band in 1979, just before the band was signed to EMI. What a bummer. That's enough of that. And Kiss Me is a song originally released in 1982 by the British band Tintin. The song was allegedly written within 24 hours after they got a record deal. It was released as the band's debut single. It failed to chart on the UK singles chart. It was released on Sire Records in the US, where it made the Billboard dance chart. The lead singer and guitarist in Tintin, that was Stephen Duffy, later re-recorded the song twice and released it as a solo single using the name of Stephen Tintin Duffy. This is a long story, but we're nearly there. The first re-recording was released as a single only in the West Midlands region in 1984. Another version was recorded in late 1984 and released as a single on the 25th of February 1985. Wow! And that version peaked at number 4 in March of that year. And it sold more than 250,000 copies within 3 weeks. And it was certified silver. And that was a very long story that started out sad, but it turned out okay in the end. There'll be more Our Tunes next week. Right, here's The Cure with one of my favourites.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Was Primary by The Cure, and it was released as the sole single from their third studio album, Faith, in 1981. The song is unusual in that both Simon Gallup and Robert Smith play bass guitar, with the effects pedals on Smith's guitar giving the lead a unique sound. There are no guitars other than those two basses or keyboards played on the song. I didn't know that until I was researching the show. That's interesting. Right, here's someone who's not quite a full ticket. was two tracks in a row there. First you heard a solo single from The Damned's Captain Sensible, and apparently that's an anti-Falklands war song. Now I saw The Damned a few times back in the early 80s in London somewhere, and the captain had a thing about ending up naked at the end of the gig. Does he still do that? And then you just heard The Fix's Red Skies from their 1982 album Shuttered Room. The lyrics of Red Skies warn of an imminent nuclear holocaust, apparently. Well, that's a jolly song. This is New Wave Heroes, and after this next track, I'll read some fun readers' letters to the music press from Number One magazine. And that's going to be a right laugh. Images and See Those Eyes, and the band were all school friends and all members of the Susie and the Banshees official fan club. And when they learnt the Banshees were going to play in Scotland, they sent a demo tape to Billy Chainsaw. Yep, you heard that right, that's his name, Billy Chainsaw, and he managed the official Susie fan club, with a note asking, can we support them on tour? The Banshees gave the band a support slot on their Kaleidoscope British tour of 1980, and the rest is history. Legend says that the Altered Images name referred to a sleeve design on the Buzzcocks single Promises and was inspired by Buzzcocks vocalist Pete Shelley's constant interfering with the initial sleeve design. I reckon somebody made that up. And now it's time for our Dear Editor feature, and this week our readers' letters are to Number One magazine, October 1984. Dear Editor, the other day whilst wondering what sort of sick, perverted person could possibly find a reason for buying an incredibly stupid, boring record like Agadoo, I reached the conclusion that insanity at the moment of purchase must have been a major factor. I prescribed long, frequent doses of Frank Zappa, The Doors, Bob Marley and The Stones as a cure for these sad, pathetic creatures. If this does not have the desired effect, I would advise worried friends and relatives to lock them up and throw away the key. And that was from Dr. K. Staines. Dear Editor, okay, number one, this is it. Wakey Wakey. Don't you think it's about time you publish some good features on Big Country and U2? Forget wimps like Nick Kershaw. Let's face it, it's only Big Country and U2 who really know how to overcome the wimps of today who hog the music scene. So what's your excuse, number one? Get cracking. And that was from Hell and the Milky Bar Kid. Dear editor, I'm cracking up. I can't control my temper much longer. Why? Radio 1 DJs, that's why. Since Mark Almond's latest single, You Have, has been out, I've only heard it played twice on Radio 1. Yet at the beginning and end of Steve Wright's show last week, he played Spandau Ballet's I'll Fly For You. Surely if Mark's record got as much airplay, it would be doing a lot better in the charts. It's just not fair the way Radio 1 have seemingly given Mark's record the boot. And that's from Mark's Angry Snake, Torrington. Okay. Dear editor, I'm sick and tired of everyone slagging off Bowie's latest and greatest and saying it's boring and lacks imagination. If this was a bright new hopeful, people would be raving on about Major Talent, but as it's by an oldie, they think he's selling out. If you compare Blue Jean to an average pop song, it comes out well on top, so stop judging him by his past. This is now. And that's from Aladdin Sane, Hartford. Dear editor, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Super Creep, alias Nick Kershaw. What a mindless little twerp he is. Hark at that record. Talk about a Stevie Wonder ripoff. Just listen to the way he holds on to Now when he sings it, and the way he sings High and then drops down just like Stevie. Nick Kershaw, if you're reading this, I hope you're ashamed of yourself. And that's from George Michael's eyelash. Oh dear. Love it. Dear editor, I was very disappointed to find out that you reckon scooter boys are a bore. How do you know? Ever had a scooter? Or is it a bore because you can't find the information? Well, if your answer is yes, we can find the info to prove it. Up the mods. And that letter was written by scooter girl Helen Basingstoke. Dear editor, why do so many men wear earrings? It makes me sick to see this fashion so popular. Earrings are for girls, not boys. They make them seem like wimps. Many pop stars wear them, so maybe this is what encourages normal boys. Even footballers have started. Just look at Charlie Nicholas and Graham Ricks of Arsenal. How long will it be before Glenn Hoddle gets his ears done? I'm thinking of starting a campaign to ban all males wearing these stupid things. Do you agree? And that was written by a Man United fan who doesn't wear earrings, natural health specs, duffel coats or 36-inch bottom strides. Manchester. Wow. Dear editor, it's no good. I'm just going to have to tell you how I feel about that long-haired, bandy-legged, spotty-looking creature called Pete Burns from Dead or Alive. I really hate that prune. He thinks he's something he's not. He drew the last straw months ago when he drowned Nick Haywood with a fire extinguisher. I won't just drown the idiot if I ever meet him. I'll stick my foot up his backside. Then he'll never ever sing again. And he's only getting off lightly because I'm such a nice person. And that letter was written by Nick Haywood's bodyguard. Dear editor, Andrew Ridgely and George Michael were sitting comfortably in their house. Guess how much our new video is going to cost, asked George. I don't know, how much, says Andrew. £70,000, replies George. God, how come? Asks Andrew. £40,000 for the video and £30,000 for the hair gel. And that was written by a devoted Frankie lover, Northampton. So Nick Kershaw got a hard time there in those letters, so I think I'll play this.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at.
Soul together. I'm sick of fighting, even though
So there goes Nick Kershaw with one of his biggest hits from the 80s, Wouldn't It Be Good? And now it's time for our Twin Spin feature, and this time from Erasure, two tracks, 36 years apart.
Drawing the line, don't want to waste my time on an unresponsive kid like you. Who made the effort? You devil in disguise. You just keep on trying to win affection with your smile. Baby, cry so easy. Expect me to believe in the love you're looking for. Say you'd never leave me, but babe, I can't believe in the love you're looking for. Dangerous signs opened up the eyes of an unsuspecting fool like me. What about an effort? What about tonight? What's the use in trying when nothing's going right? Baby, cry so easy. Expect me to believe in the love you're looking for.
In the love that you're looking for.
Tears, they don't come easy. And babe, I can't believe in the love you're looking for.
The kind of love you never felt before.
Baby, cry so easy.
Was our twin spin for this week. Two tracks from Erasure. First you heard Cry So Easy, an album track from Wonderland, their debut album, which was released on the 1st of May 1986. And it was a job choosing a track from the album, as everyone is great. And the track I just played was called Nerves of Steel from their 2020 album Neon. And it's like no time has passed at all. Their music doesn't seem to date. Here's a few facts about Erasure, which are quite remarkable in my opinion. They've released 19 studio albums, 6 live albums, 9 compilation albums, 7 box sets, 14 extended plays, 62 singles, 14 video albums, and 50 music videos. Right, so no time to waste. This week's classic album is Alandos D'Amour from The Police, and here's one of the 3 singles from that album.
Classic album.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true.
I can't stand. to swallow my pride. I can't stand losing. 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 I can't stand losing.
And that was Can't Stand Losing You from The Police, and the album received mixed reviews upon its release. It's since been regarded as one of the strongest debut albums ever. Rolling Stones ranked it as number 38 in their best debut album of all time list, and 428th on the greatest albums of all time. It was recorded on a budget of £1,500, and that's only £9,000 in today's money. They borrowed that from their manager, Miles Copeland, who was the brother of the drummer, Stuart. The album peaked at number 6 on the UK albums chart in October 1979. In the US, Alanis Morissette peaked at number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America in 1981 for sales over 500,000 copies. And in 1984, the album received platinum certification after shipping 1 million units. Despite the huge success and accolades, it's The Police's only album not to reach the top position in the UK. So here's the first single from the album, which was ranked number 388 on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, and was voted number 85 by VH1 on its list of the 100 Greatest Rock Songs Ever.
Classic albums.
Rocks!
So that absolute classic from The Police brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. I've had a great time, I hope you have too. I'll leave you with Funboy 3 and Bananarama. Until next time, bye for now.